Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And you can find this guy at Adam McKelvey. He is Adam McKelvey. Brewers.com, MLB.com. Brewers dropped a 3 to the Angels, take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, and back at it tonight at home as the Cardinals come to town. Adam McKelvey joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, boys. Good morning.
Hey, Adam. All right, they begin a homestand this week, but let's get the Ulysses Chacin first of all. I mean, he admits, like I said, the update there, he doesn't pitch well early in the season. Is that the way we should look at it with Ulysses, that he's just not a quick starter?
Well, that's what we learned last year. The difference last year was he drew a bunch of cold weather games. There was like one in New York that stands out to me. So it kind of lent a little explanation, maybe. Well, once the weather warmed up, he warmed up as well. This was obviously not the situation yesterday out west. But he does have a long track record, so he sort of knows himself. And I think you can go look at the numbers and see that it's backed up that he, you know, April is not always his best month, and he gets better as the year goes on. Some players are like that. And he seems to be a guy. Maybe it's because he relies so much on that slider, a guy who's a breaking ball dominant pitcher, can sometimes take a while to get into his season a little bit. And he's maybe one of those guys. So definitely not a good one yesterday, and he's had a couple of bad ones in a Brewers uniform at Dodger Stadium.
Staying on the starting pitching for a moment, the three young guys, Corbin Burnes, Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, as you've noted at MLB.com, they've each pitched three times. They've combined to allow 37 runs. It's the combined ERA of 7.63. And you had a quote there from Mark Adonisio, which kind of surprised me when he said, look, I prepared myself. This is Major League Baseball, right? So I was prepared for it. I had some apprehension of going with three young guys, say, as opposed to two. But starting with our manager, Craig Counsell is all in for we have to take risk. Was this that hard for Craig to convince the owner of his team to go with these three young guys? And is there a point where they try to maybe curl back on this, I guess, experiment?
Well, is there a point? I mean, if they have a 7.63 combined ERA in June, are they still starting all three guys?
I don't know. I personally want to give them do it. Go with them. They will all be good, I think. And if you're going to do anything, my big fear, what I'm hesitant for, is seeing these guys like, all right, it's not working as a starter, let's put him back to the pen. I would rather they stay starters, maybe get sent down, then come back up. I don't want to see we've talked about this, but the herky-jerky between starting and the bullpen. And with these three starts, with the combined ERA 7.63, there's at least a lot of fans calling for something like that.
Well, look, I mean, here's how I look at it. I've been on with you guys for how many years, and how many years have we talked about the Brewers can't develop starting pitching? That's been the criticism of this franchise for as long as Miller Park has been around. And Doug Melvin had to hear that. You know, they developed all those good hitters, Prince and Braun and Ricky Weeks and J.J. Hardy and Corey Hart, but the knock was they never can develop a pitcher. Well, this is how you develop pitchers. It really is. And it is so rare the young guy who comes through the minor league system and comes up to the major leagues and just dominates. Ned Yost for years talked about Tom Glavine as the example of that. And if you look at Tom Glavine's first year in the big leagues, he got crushed. It takes time. And it's hard to do. It's A, hard to develop starting pitching. It's B, hard to develop starting pitching when you're in a competitive mode where these games matter, and you can't win the division in April, but you can lose it. That old adage. These games are important, and they're trying to balance this thing of these guys learning their way in the major leagues, and you know, the fact that this one game that you lose in April can haunt you in September and October. So that is the struggle right now. But that is the struggle of baseball. That is the way this game works. And the thought is, and Mark Atanasio didn't, I don't think, had to be convinced of anything. I think he's in on this as well. The decision that they made to go with these young guys. The stuff is such that it's worth living with these growing pains because they feel like these guys are going to develop into three really good major league starting pitchers. The data is there. It's the eyeball test. It's the data that they have now to say that, for example, Corbin Burnes, he has no history of struggling with the home run ball. In three games, he has struggled historically with the home run ball. They think that if they stick with this, that they're going to get paid off in the end and that it is going to be a net positive for all three guys in the end. So that's what, you know, that's the tug, right? The tug of war right now going on. They're being stubborn with it. They're going to give, obviously, these guys more than three starts apiece to get it going. But, you know, to get back to the original question, is there a point where they, you know, change course? Well, yeah. I mean, if it's not working and you're deep into the season, obviously you have to think about doing something different. But, you know, three starts apiece is not that point.
I was surprised to hear, I think, Atanasio admit that there was maybe some apprehension. And if he's really that apprehensive, Dallas Keuchel is maybe looking for a one-year deal if Mark's really apprehensive, Adam.
Yeah, well, here, that's the other thing that's tough for me is with each of those guys, with Keuchel and Craig Kimbrel out there, it's sort of like anytime a guy gives up a run, the tendency, and I mean, I see it throughout the game, is to jump on and you know, call up your favorite social media site and call for them to sign a guy. The answer is not necessarily always to sign a guy. Sometimes the answer is to trust your assessment of the guys you've got. That's at least where they're at right now. And again, that can change as time goes on. But, you know, when you look at the stuff, take Freddie Peralta, who goes tonight. Three starts, two bad, one good. And the good one was so good. And there were so many good ones last year. Just when you look at the ability that is there for him to carve through a lineup when he's spotting the baseball, when he can put that fastball where he wants it, he is really, really good. And they have to trust that their assessment of what he is as a major leaguer eventually is correct and kind of be patient with it. This game requires a tremendous amount of patience. And it's really hard to do when there's a game every day. And again, these games matter. And the last 2 years prove that every single game can be the game that makes the difference. But at the same time, when you think about the season as a whole and you think about what these guys could do if you give them a full season, that's what they're going for. So you know, Mark talks about it's managing risk. He always brings it back to the investment business. They feel like that the upside of these players, they're balancing it against the risk of being young and just the fact that young pitchers are going to ride this roller coaster early in their careers. But they think if they take that ride, that in the end it's going to end up being a positive.
Jeremy Jeffress is going to return to the roster tonight. He's been on the 40-man, obviously, but he's going to be activated tonight. Has not been pitching very well. In his rehab assignments. And Council, hey, he flat out to you guys, the media down in Los Angeles, he was telling you guys, hey, you know, yeah, he has not been good. So what is the plan for him? You can't put him in tight spots right now because he's just working his way back. Plus, he didn't pitch very well in his rehab assignment. How do you use him?
Yeah, those are tough. Rehab assignments are about getting healthy, not about getting results for established players. So on one hand, you sort of throw out the results. On the other hand, he gave up a home run every time. And that jumps out at you. And, you know, that I think you're right that they will probably tend to work him back into this. I'm really curious, you know, velocity is what started this when he went out and was thrown 84 in that spring training game. I'm velocity isn't everything, but I'm curious to see what it is. And I think everyone should remember what he was throwing last April. It was more like 93, 94 than it was 97, 98. It took him, he kind of worked into his season last year and got better as the season went on. So I think, if those numbers on the scoreboard are more like 92, 93, I'm curious to see how that plays. But I also know that right now they need every bullet they can get in that bullpen. Those guys have done an okay job around Josh Hader the record I think shows that they've done, they've won a lot of tight games. So they need Jeremy Jeffress. And I think that's why if he's healthy, if you deem him healthy and the shoulder feels good, the body feels good, you trust that the velocity will come like it did last season, then you bring him back and let him pitch. But I think you're right that there'll probably be a couple more middle of the game type appearances as they work him back in there. And then eventually, the best scenario is he gets to the back of the game again, because that frees you with Josh Hader a little bit. They've been in this weird middle ground with Josh Hader where they've used him multiple innings, but it's been at the end of games. I think they want to free themselves to use him where they want to use him, at the biggest point in a game, the best spot in a lineup. And to do that, you need somebody behind him that you really trust. And that would be Jeremy Jeffress, like it was for a lot of last year. So, there's, again, Jeremy Jeffress might require a little bit of patience to let him get into this and get that velocity back. But the payoff would be so great, because now you've got the bullpen aligned the way you want it to, with Josh Hader not necessarily in the ninth inning, but somewhere in the best spot of the game, if that makes sense.
Talking with Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. Some notes from the bullpen over the weekend. Alex Wilson seems to have Jacob Barnes disease, where he's a good pitcher, but there's like one bad outing that makes his ERA look awful.
Yeah.
And then Junior Guerra getting his first career save. So I think I asked you this last week. I'm going to ask you this until the answer is clear. But after Josh Hader right now, who would counsel trust the most from his bullpen in a tight situation if everybody's available?
Well, right now I think the two are Junior Guerra and Matt Albers, who's also a really good start this year too. Those bullpen ERAs are tricky because they get so skewed, like you said, on one game. Alex Wilson's done a nice job for them, and it'll take him a while to get that down. But I think overall, is in terms of a late season pickup when you really had an acute need, that's been a pretty good pickup for the Brewers. But Junior Guerra, that was a big outing for him at Dodger Stadium. He was really excited about it. He's kind of done everything in his career now, all over the world, all kinds of different roles. He started for the Brewers, started on opening day, and now he's kind of in the back of the game where they really need him. That sinker splitter is that combo has really been working in relief. And I think he's a guy pitching with a lot of confidence right now. And, again, I've said this a couple of times. If you think back to last year when they were really cruising, especially in relief, it was because they had a lot of different guys to choose from. And when you have the flexibility to go to different guys in different spots, a big, say a jam in the sixth inning and have Jeremy Jeffress, like he did for so much of the early part of last year, come in and get you out of a really tight spot, that's where you win the game, not necessarily in the eighth and ninth. So I think that, if you can have four guys or something, that Craig Counsell really trusts, that could be a good thing. And, right now I think he has a lot of confidence in Albers, a lot of confidence in Guerra, obviously in Josh Hader, when you can get him the rest, and now Jeremy Jeffress coming in. So they have the making of something pretty good. And then, look, they still have guys in the minor leagues that are kind of interesting. Josh Fields is a guy who's going to contribute at the big league level. He was with the Dodgers the last couple of years. He's got a pretty decent big league track record, and I think he's a guy who's going to come up and get a shot up here at some point. And I'm still curious, too, about Adrian Hauser. He's a guy, he's pitching really well in the minor leagues, starting in the minor leagues. So I don't know if he's definitely going to pitch in the big leagues at some point this year, too. And whether that is, if some of these young starters continue to struggle, Hauser is a guy that probably would come in behind him. But he also could come up and help you in the bullpen, and he's got a pretty big arm. So there's some depth there. They're trying to kind of recreate what they had last season with that pen, where it was such a strength of the team, and they're not there yet. But I think Guerra, you know, if Guerra takes a step forward, it just gives you another guy that you can really trust, and they get another step closer to that as they figure, you know, as they kind of navigate this season and figure out the bullpen order out there for this year.
All right, of these four guys, who are regulars in the starting lineup, who are you most concerned with turning it around? Travis Shaw, Jesus Aguilar, Moustakas, or Arcia?
Well, if you're talking about concern about sustaining it and showing it over the course of a season, I think it would be Arcia, because he's the guy who hasn't shown it.
Uh-huh.
And if he can contribute, again, I keep saying, like, if he can just give you something offensively, he's a very useful player because he's so good defensively, and he makes everybody else so much better defensively because of the way they shift him around and put everybody in the right spots. So he's a key player in terms of the whole picture of the team. Just in terms of the way they're swinging the bat right now, Travis Shaw was pretty discouraging there for a little while, and it was a handful of games. It was maybe a week there where the at-bats were just really poor. And going into that Dodgers series, you know, then he gets banged up, he gets hit on the hand again, and he had a couple of days off. He really needed a big hit, and he got one on the middle game of the series where he, you know, hit a liner off the first baseman's glove in a big spot and a pretty big win for them to take that series. So I think he was the guy who just, like, in the short term, like, who really needs to get going?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Travis Shaw. I know there's some worry about Jesus Aguilar because he had a big year last year, but it was a quieter finish than the first half. So I get that there's a little concern about him. He's been very frustrated with a lot of his at-bats. You see him wear a lot of frustration. But, again, that Dodgers series for him, he finally got an extra base hit, which he was really grinding for, and then he got another extra base hit. So you see, like, little signs of him producing, and sometimes for a hitter, that's what it takes to get going. So, you know, the lineup, I was looking at their runs scored. I mean, they were, when I looked, this maybe came down because yesterday's game was so quiet, but I think they were 10th in the majors in runs per game. Some were like 8th in home runs per game. So they were producing okay. A lot of that was coming at the top of the lineup. Kane and Yelich and Braun has been productive so far. So, like, in the big picture, they had been scoring a good amount of runs. But to really get going and be the dangerous offense that they think they can be, it's going to take more from those middle guys. And Sean Aguilar kind of right in the middle. So I guess if you're looking for signs from them, there were a couple little good signs in that Dodgers series, and now we'll see if they can take it home. Another big homestand. I mean, this early season schedule, it doesn't stop. You look at it, and it's, you know, here we go, Cardinals, Dodgers again, then back to the Cardinals. So they continue to play these really tough games early, important games. And while everybody's trying to get their feet under them in the regular season, they're playing these, you know, sort of in this charged atmosphere every night.
Adam McKelvey, we appreciate it. We will see you at the ballpark, brewers.com, MLB.com, at Adam McKelvey. See you, Adam.
See you, Adam.
All right, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.